This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Caney. The Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic returns for its second year next month with an expanded schedule, a grand tasting, and more than 100 chefs, artisans, beverage pros, and storytellers coming together for 3 days of food, wine, and cocktails in celebration of our regional dynamic food and beverage scene. Here for a preview of the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic are founders and directors Courtney Satoris and Donna Covrette and Julie Neeson-Goodson, who writes the Wine Me, Dine Me food blog. Now, she's been following the Cincinnati food scene for many years, and she attended last year's classic. So, Courtney, Julie, and Donna, thanks for being here this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Hi there.
Thanks.
Courtney, can you start off by telling us how the idea for this event came about?
Oh, my gosh. I guess it was about 2 years ago, and
okay.
We started talking about it. Actually, we were collaborating with Dan Wright, who is the owner of chef and owner of Senate Restaurant, and we were in his we were working on a cookbook, and so we were in his basement, and we were kind of talking about how cool it would be to bring a festival of this size and scope to Cincinnati, because as you know, there are all kinds of festivals around the coast. There's ones in New York, there's ones in Portland and Miami, but we thought, you know, that there was a missing need for one in the middle of the country. And so of this size and scope, as I said, and so that's what the Cincinnati Food and Wine Classic is.
Julia, you were at that first one. What kind of response did you see at that first classic? What were your impressions?
It was kind of overwhelming, actually. I remember seeing people lined up around Washington Park trying to get in on Saturday night, which was fantastic. And, you know, especially with the revitalization of the park and over the Rhine, it was just really powerful to see so many people united in food in Cincinnati.
Yeah. What makes Cincinnati a good place to hold something like this?
Well, it's centrally located, which is really nice. So, you know, you can draw talent in from Chicago, Cleveland, Louisville, you know, even further south and east and west. But not only that, we have really a great food story of our own that's really grown over the past 10 years exponentially.
Donna, when the idea for this first came up, when Courtney started thinking about doing this and you started thinking about doing this, did you think that it would go as well as it has?
Well, we certainly hoped it would. I think we're a little, yes, we're kind of pinching ourselves, actually. We're a little overwhelmed by how well it has gone. And we had a 5-year plan for it, and we hoped by year 3 that some of the things that are happening now would be happening. But it's, it's pretty amazing.
So you are ahead of schedule then?
We're way ahead of schedule.
And tell us about what goes on at the Food and Wine Classic. What can people do at these?
Well, it's part educational and part party. I mean, that's a good way of saying it. So there's kind of 4 events within one event. So Friday night is the opening party, and it's a grand tasting and live competition all at once. It's called Pork Chopped. And so there's 30 chefs celebrating our Porkopolis heritage.
I was going to say, because it's Cincinnati?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. So there's about 30 chefs, and they're all competing and being judged while there's a grand tasting going on with the public. By 4 national food writers that we've brought in from major publications. So that's Friday night. Saturday is all kinds of programs. We build 2 kitchens in the park, which nobody's ever done before, and beautiful kitchens. And we bring in chefs from all over the country and our own chefs as well. And we do demos and competitions and seminars. Saturday night then goes to another grand tasting that kind of celebrates Cincinnati's fine dining heritage. Again, 30 chefs, 20 beverage partners, wine, craft beers, all everything hand-curated and invited. And then Sunday is, again, the classroom style. So 4 different things you can pick and choose and buy 1 ticket to just 1 event, or you can go all in for the whole weekend.
Now, this sounds like it's really interactive. Is that the case?
It is. It is very much interactive. So, for example, if you were watching Jonathan Sawyer, the James Beard Award-winning chef from Cleveland, that will be here with his 9 or 10-year-old son named Catcher, they're going to be doing a demo called Noodle Kids. So his 10-year-old son's actually a sous chef. And you'll be able to ask him questions. You'll get samples from what he just cooked. And so, yeah, it's very interactive. It's also, we keep it fairly small. It's not a 10,000, you know, or 20,000 people coming to this. So that as you go around the grand tasting, you can actually talk to chefs and get to meet them. And we wanted to create that intimacy intentionally.
Courtney, what was the somebody came up with an interesting comparison that if you took what was it the Food Network and something what do you know the, what I'm talking it, about?
Yeah, it's
because this is great.
It's Bravo Top Chef and the Food Network got married and had a Cincinnati baby. It would be this event, and that's because we take celebrity chefs from all over the city and from all over the region and from all over the country, and we bring them. And it's kind of magical because never again will you ever see this particular collection of people at an event, and so you can feel that excitement. And so it's part because it's celebrity chefs, and it's part because it is that interactive component that Donna was talking about. So instead of watching Food Network on TV, you're seeing it live. You get to interact with the chefs, you get to ask questions, and you get to taste what they're creating.
So how do you go about picking the talent that's going to be at the event?
Well, it's all curated. So we do pick everything ourselves. We want to really represent Cincinnati and the region really well. So we first look at our city, of course. About 70% of our event is Cincinnati or in the tri-state. And then we start looking at different cities within the region. So we start looking at surrounding cities like Cleveland, Louisville, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, St. Louis. And we start looking at the top chefs in those cities, and then we invite them. And not just chefs, but beverage experts as well. So we really think regionally about this.
Donna, how much interest do you get from outside chefs?
Actually, amazing. We've had an amazing response from them. And it turned out that they all kind of felt the same way that we did, which was the Midwest, I think, which Courtney and I know Julia said too in things she's written about, that the Midwest has been kind of a flyover zone in terms of national attention for the culinary communities. So we thought that maybe we just were. And then when we started talking to other chefs in other cities, St. Louis, Kansas City, they were like, they felt the same way. So they're all like super excited that we've kind of put a stake in the sand for a Midwest culinary event.
Julia, some more impressions of this event. I mean, you think this thing has legs, that this is just going to keep going?
I hope so. maybe selfishly because I can walk there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a really great way to focus on what is going on in our city. I travel a lot and have a lot of friends in a lot of other cities. When they come into town, I have one friend in town right now who is just always amazed at the talent that we have. And, you know, he goes, I thought that Cincinnati was just flyover because he's from the East Coast. And, you know, I send him to Meet Us. I send him to, Sundry and Vice. I've sent him all over the city. And he's like, wow, we've got some of the better stuff than we have in Boston. Like, yes. Cincinnati is just so well located with all of the great farmers and producers nearby too, that, you know, when with Donna and Courtney's focus on Cincinnati with 70%, I mean, this can only grow larger as our food community grows larger, and it really has over the past 10
Good
years.
Point.
Yeah, yeah. You think that Cincinnati's overlooked on this when it comes to food?
Yes, but it's getting less so.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a really good position right now. But that was one of the, I had been the dining editor of Cincinnati Magazine for 8 years, and I left a couple years ago to focus on this because I really felt like I was up against a wall in terms of being able to get national attention for our community. And to Courtney and I, this seemed like a really good way to do it. And I know Julie's tried to do the same thing in her several venues. But it's not only a good time because our community as a whole is growing. And the culinary community is just such a good entrance point for almost any community. And we looked at this and we thought this is a really great way, very strategically, to invite national press. Because I knew from being a journalist myself that you're always looking for new things to write about and want to poke in corners that have not been looked into. And we knew that not only ours, but again, some of the region had been looked over or not, you know, or bypassed.
Or if people would focus on Cincinnati. Yeah. Like I remember, gosh, this was maybe 7-8 years ago. I got 3 national press outlets talking to me about Cincinnati chili. And every time I talk to them, I'm like, well, Cincinnati chili is great and all, but there's really a lot more interesting stuff that you can write about. And people are finally catching on, which is great.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I think what's happened as a result of even our first year event was we brought Keith Pandolfi, for example, in from New York. He's a freelance writer for Savoir. And he, gosh, what was it, a month ago or so, wrote an article for Savoir online and deemed Cincinnati the next big food town. And so to Donna's point earlier about how we've kind of exceeded our own expectations in the second year, that was something that was so big and was so, you know, that we were so proud of because as a Cincinnati native, with which Keith is, he hadn't been back in the city for quite a while. So to experience at our event last year, to get to go dine around town and really experience Cincinnati, and then to write an article like that was exactly, you know, under our mission.
Now, who are some of the national media that are taking note of this?
Bon Appetit magazine will come. So Andrew Knowlton is the food editor over there. I mentioned Keith Pandolfi. He'll be back. We've got Jennifer Armentrout from Fine Cooking magazine. And we've got Wall Street Journal coming in.
The Wall
in
Street
as well.
Journal?
Yeah. Right.
The food editor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not the whole paper. Food editor.
That's still impressive, though, Donna.
Well, it is. And then we have and one that all three of us sitting here kind of have are geeky about. Courtney and I have spent so much time writing awkward fangirl letters to, you know, so many of these people. But one was Dave Wondridge. And Dave Wondridge is the drinks correspondent for Esquire magazine. And he's often credited for being one of the major influences in reviving the craft cocktail movement in the United States. He is a big, big deal. And when he said, yes, I love Cincinnati, I was there once 3.5 years ago, I fell in love with it, can't wait to come back, I'm in, we were like, whoa. And all of these people are participating. We're not just inviting them here to write articles. It's not a quid pro quo thing. It's like, please come and see our city. We hope you fall in love with it. But we just want you to see our city and experience it. But they're also in seminars, judging, emceeing, you know, so they're taking part in it.
Courtney, give me some example of the types of food that people will find at the event.
Well, so Saturday night is a celebration of fine dining, so you'll see any kind of exploration of that. Friday night is obviously pork-inspired. I think what you'll be surprised about is how many manifestations of pork there are. This is not going
to
be
like
the
to
same, you know, bacon at every station. Yeah. This is going to be every exploration of the pig. But I think what's so fun about the daytime programming in particular is just the array of techniques and stuff that you're going to actually learn. I mean, we mentioned Jonathan Sawyer. He's going to be doing a seminar on how to make, you know, the perfect noodles at home, or, you know, and not just food. We've got a lot of beverage going on. We've got a competition that's called Som Slam, which is a really popular one that Kroger helps us out with. But basically, this is top sommeliers in the city who go head to head in a blind tasting. And as they're tasting, you get to taste along with them. And this is, you know, you have to identify, gosh, the region, the varietal.
It's crazy.
Donna and I
can't
barely identify the color, you know.
I know. I'm like, well, I've got red.
Right, exactly. Right.
I think this might be pink.
Right. So it is just, there's such a range. I mean, everything from crudo to barbecue, you know, to pasta, to gnocchi. I mean, everything you can think of.
To art of cocktails.
Right.
From breakfast to dinner,
that's
I take
right.
it. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, and late night, everything in between, meaning, you know, like Catherine Menabot, who's a wonderful mixologist here, is doing a vinegar lab.
Right.
You know,
with cocktails.
Which is just with cocktails, which is just so there's very, very esoteric and kind of unusual ones. And then there's very, like, I've always wanted to learn how to make the perfect steak. Jason Rose from Jeff Ruby's will be showing everyone how to make the perfect steak on the grill.
So wear your stretchy pants, right?
yes. And that's a...
That's good. What kind of advice do you have for people who come to the...
Do not wear high heels, stilettos. You're in the...
Okay.
You know, you have a... We have a big... Big, big, huge tent over that whole green in Washington Park. And that's grass underneath. So no stilettos or you'll be sinking into it.
I always say for big food events to do a spin around the room first so you can kind of go, okay, I definitely want that one. I definitely want that one.
Yeah.
So that you don't get halfway through and go, oh, my gosh, I'm so full.
It sounds like you'd be overwhelmed at this event because there's just so many choices.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, definitely. Especially on Saturday night. I mean, there's so many great great chefs there that you want to try a little bit of everything. So definitely take a friend, too, so you can split bites.
And that, oh, really good point. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't think about
Thank
that. You. Take a friend
a
so you can go have these.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
But also, you know, besides the stretchy pants, but and you can think of this as kind of a 30-course meal with 20 beverage pairings. I mean, in a way, that's what it is. But it's also one price. So it's the kind of the Disney World model. You pay one price at the gate. And once you're in, everything is, there's nothing else you have to pay for unless you buy a T-shirt, which they're awesome, by the way. So you can go online and buy one.
Or a cookbook.
Or a cookbook, that's right.
And I'll throw in there, too, that if you're worried about driving, we've got a partnership with Uber, and we'll have a specified drop-off like location and pickup location. And your first ride is free with Uber if you've never ridden with Uber. So we don't want people to worry about driving. And we've also got hotel rooms at the Hilton at a discounted rate. So we want people to make this a weekend and enjoy themselves.
Sounds like, Courtney, you've got all the bases covered for this.
We will get you there. We will get you stayed.
we will get you food and beverage.
Yes.
Julie, you think people are becoming more adventurous and more diverse in the things that they eat nowadays?
Absolutely.
You see that at an event like this?
I see that at an event like this, and I see it, you know, even just with people I interact with every day. I always use my mom as a barometer. She's from the west side of Cincinnati. You know, she likes her meat and potatoes, and she goes, oh, can I go to Salazar because I heard about Tapas Tuesday? I'm like, wow, I guess she actually reads my stuff. yay! But, you know, I see a lot of people getting more adventurous. I credit some of that to Food Network for putting more, you know, top food, you know, different foods on the air. But I think people are starting to really care about where their food comes from. And a lot of the chefs, most of the chefs I can think of in Cincinnati, really care where their items come from as well, which reflects in their food. And people are very drawn to that. I think, especially over the past 5 years or so, people are much more willing to try things. And an event like Cincinnati Food and Wine is great for that because, you know, you're really only, you know, limited. You get a bite. If you don't like it, then you just, you know, don't eat the rest of it. And if you do like it, you go back for another one.
29 other choices if you don't like something.
Exactly.
So, Courtney, again, give us the days and the hours again.
Of the entire event, it's September 11th through 13th.
Okay.
Right. So we start at 6:30 with our first grand tasting at night on Friday, and then it goes, gosh, till 5 o'clock on Sunday. So it's a long weekend, but again, you could go on our website.
Is it nonstop?
You can pick the ticket that's right for you. So if you just want to do Friday night, you are welcome to just do that, or just Saturday day. You can pick the thing that's right for you.
And it's at Washington Park, right?
Indeed, it is at Washington Park.
Is there a website for more information?
You can go to CincinnatiFoodAndWineClassic.com.
Okay, and there's also a link to that at WVXU.org. Courtney, Julie, and Donna, thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having
me. Thank you. Pleasure.
Cincinnati Food and Wine Classics founder and directors Courtney Sartoris and Donna Covrette and Julie Neeson-Gosden, who writes the Wine Me, Dine Me food blog. Up next, we'll take a look at the Golden Ticket, which celebrates local artists who work in our region. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.